Göya Hazreti Süleyman devrinden alan inançlarını, Tevrat'tan alan,
It is a cult that claims to have drawn its beliefs from the time of the Prophet Solomon, alayhi salam, from the Torah, from various indications in the Torah, from secret signs and descriptions, but it is an atheistic cult. It is a Darwinist, atheist cult that also serves atheist Zionism. But they really discuss the subjects that appear in the Torah. They swear on the Torah, they also swear on the Bible and the Quran, but that is for show because they are people who criticize the Torah, the Gospel and the Quran.
Masonluk duvarcı ustası.
Evet.
İşte bunlar dul kadının, Tevrat'ta geçen dul kadının çocukları olduklarına inanıyorlar. Hiram isimli bir şahsın üstadlar olduğuna inanıyorlar kendilerinin. İşte göya Hiram'ın
Freemasonry is master mason. They believe they are the children of a vidav woman who appear in the Torah. They believe that their master is a figure called Hiram. I suppose they wanted to learn Hiram's secrets. They have lengthy stories like that. After that, they give the impression that they serve on those architectural structures, that they selected architecture as a profession. But they don't really have anything to do with architecture or anything. They are not masons. There is not such a thing. Their main feature is that they have a master, a grandmaster, and that is Satan. They summon him in a state of trance and ask what he wants them to do. They then do everything that they learned from him one by one.
Bir Allah'a inananlar vardır, bir de şeytana inananlar vardır. İki çeşit düşünce vardır dünyada. Bunlar sürekli birbirine mücadele ederler. Allah'a inananlar hak kitaplara, hak peygamberlere uyarlar.
Yes, there are those who believe in Allah and those who believe in Satan. There are two different ideas in the world and they are in constant conflict with one another. The believers in Allah follow the true scriptures and the prophets. Those who do not believe in Allah go along with Satan. In terms of following Satan, there is always an organized body. This is known as Freemasonry. Its name may take different forms, but it is Freemasonry. Freemasonry uses that triangular emblem from Pharaoh's tomb. That is a symbol of Freemasonry. Research has revealed a great many Masonic symbols on Egyptian inscriptions. There are also a great many Masonic symbols in the ruins of Nimrod. Freemasonry reveals itself everywhere in their tombs and their stone carvings. For example, they constructed a building, and you look and see a snake motif on it. That is also a symbol of Freemasonry. That means the Masons built this building. Or they put an upside-down T on the building. What does that mean? The Masons built this building, or the Masons passed by this way, or a rock. They carved a rock and put a Masonic sign on it. Freemasonry has been around since the most ancient times. It was around in the time of the Prophet Solomon alayhi salam. The Masons even claim to have been actively organized since the time of the Prophet Adam alayhi salam, as they say.